Recording in progress.
So we've been tackling the sugyas of Prusbul and Prusbul, Nay here's Shir 14. We've been tackling the concepts of Prusbul. Guys, we gotta be Bisman. Chizik. Also this morning at 9, the way till everyone comes in, we got a Chazik coming for a Shonen. But we've been talking about the sugyas of Prusbul, and what a Prusbul does is it keeps the loan intact. And it doesn't cancel a loan, right? These are all the sugyas we've been doing. And today we embark upon a new subtopic, which is called mashkon. Mashkon means collateral. And mashkon means that a person takes collateral. And if you're a lender, it's a good idea to take collateral, because if the guy stiffs you, you'll be able to keep the collateral, right? That's what mashkon means. Okay? Mashkon means collateral. So that's the sugya that we're going to see. In fact, there is one of the Gedol Achroinim called the Yonis Eilim. The Yonis Eilim, the great Gaon, writes that a debt is a very esoteric, intangible thing, Asher. A chov is an intangible thing, it's conceptual. What is the physical embodiment of a chov? What is the physical embodiment of the chov? A mashkon. A mashkon is where you concretize the debt, the conceptual debt that exists, and you concretize it into a mashkon. So that's why Rashi says in Kiddushin that if you're a malva, you can mekadesh a woman, lamaisa. Rashi writes, kitshu b'chov. I don't want to get to it today. But kitshu b'chol, because in essence, what is a mashkon? It is the physical embodiment of the chol, okay? I'm not sure how to write that. It's like mimamesh. It's like you are concretizing mimamesh es achol.
What does concretizing mean?
Meaning that, what is a chol? You know, a chol is a very conceptual thing, the debt, right? I borrow money from you, so I owe you money. That's a debt. But if you take a mashkon from me, you have concretized it and put it into reality what it is. You can't touch a chov, it's intangible. But when you take a mashkon, you have what? You have taken the physical embodiment of the chov. Okay? You've made the chov into a what? Into a physical item. And since you've made the chov into a physical item, therefore, that is what a mashkon really is all about, okay? That is the mashkon, that's the sugya that we need to embark upon today about this concept of malvala mashkon. Yes, Nate?
Doesn't the shtar do that? Is that the point of shtar?
There's different ways to do it. A shtar lamaisa, I don't know if a shtar does it as much as a mashkon, because a mashkon is an item that equals the chol. Shtar just gives you the ability to collect the cash. Shtar is probably worth a dollar or a penny, right? So a shtar is really not a physical embodiment of the chov. A mashkon really is. Okay? Yes, Benji?
I have the same question.
Yes, so that's the difference. Yes, Binyamin?
A shtar is considered deeper. The thing that it gives is a chov. That's the usefulness of a shtar.
But I'm saying a chov is a conceptual concept.
Correct.
So the way you...
A shtar just gives the ability to collect the cash.
Shtar gives you the ability to collect the cash. Okay, let's turn to the Gemara, where we're up to, and this is another quote from the Mishnah. Let's see Tanan Hussam inside. Who wants to read today? Eliezer, go ahead. Tanan Hussam, go ahead. Those are two distinct cases. This is a Mishnah in Shviz. What parak is the Mishnah? What parak? Perek Yud, excellent. Perek Yud and Shviz, correct. Excellent. We've mentioned this many, many times. Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. Okay? So we say the Feirish from Isa that if you are Mavis Chaver or Mos or Mashkon, or, second case, Giver Shtar Shabbos, Ein Mashmikin. Yes? That's the Chiddush. Okay? So that's the quote of the Mishnah. Go ahead, read the Gemara. Yes, Jonathan.
So it's also quoting, Gimel Amud Beis.
Right, but this is a Mishnah. That's the Gemara. Gemara is quoting the Mishnah. That's another Gemara and Shas quoting the Mishnah. There's Mishnah and there's Gemara.
Right.
This is a Mishnah. You're right. You're pointing out there's another Gemara and Shas that quotes the Mishnah, like our Gemara and Gittin. Those are Gemaras.
I'm saying, is that relevant in our case at all? Or?
I always want you to know the Makaros. The 10th Perek Hashvi is dedicated to Hilchos Prusbul. Okay? Shemitah Sof. Go ahead. Which was the second case or the first case?
Second
case. So Bishnumai, I understand what Moshe Shtarasa LeBezin. Go ahead. Because why Bezin? What is holding it? Your Bezin holds it for you. What does that mean? Bezin holds it for you. Go ahead. Let's see Rashi.
They have Kiran
Hefker. Their Hefker is Hefker, but Gabi what? Gabi Milva. The Gabi Milva, yes, or is it Gabi Milva or is it Gabi Malva? Which one is it, guys? Is it Gabi Milva or Gabi Malva? What'd you guys say when you read it in there? Gabi Milva or Gabi Malva? How do you read the Rashi, Larry Lamaisen? Huh? Is it Milva or Malva? The Gabi Malva, lo Karina Bay, what? Lo Yigos. It's Malva, not Milva. Why is it Malva? Because the guy's not over the issue of pressuring, because who's doing the pressuring when you give over your star slow based in it? Based in it.
I thought it was based
back in the Milva. No. It means that the Malva is not over the issue of what? Of low egos, because the Malva is not doing the pressuring. The Bezdin is doing the pressuring. So get down in your notes. Rashi's saying two things. We have Gabriel and Azriel on the Zoom with Dr. Dreisinger. Let's get it, guys. Why does Rashi write two things here? Rashi writes two things here for the following. Because there's two issues. Number one, you must release the loan. And number two, you have the issue of the Malva pressuring the loan and claiming from it. Hefker based on Hefker gets rid of the Momo. Hefker based on Hefker gets rid of the Momo that the Chov is released. But it doesn't release the issue of pressuring. That's why Rashi must say the Bezdin is the claimer, and therefore not you. So Rashi's taking care of two problems. Let's get it. We've said it many times. There are two elements here. And the two elements here are, number one, the release of the loan. That's taken care of with Hefker based on Hefker. And number two, the issue of pressuring. That's taken care of by what? Bezdin taking over the pressuring, by you giving over the start of Bezdin. And therefore, Rashi's being mechadish to dinim here. Memela, this leads us to the following. Why is a Malva Amashko not Mishame? Let's get it out. Why is a Mashko not Mishame? Bishlam alo yigos, there's no problem, because why? Because he's holding the what? He's holding the Mashko, yes? He's holding the Mashko, he's not pressuring the guy, he's collected it already. But why don't you release the Chov? What's the answer? Since the Mashko is already in the hands of the Malva, yes? It's considered to be as if it was collected already. So therefore, there is no cancellation. What's Rashi's lashon? Eliezer, read the Rashi. What does Rashi say? Back to the Gemara. Ella, Bishlama. Ella, Malva Amashko. What's the reason why Malva Amashko is not Mishamet? Go ahead, Amarava. What does the toughest lay mean? They're holding it. Rashi, read the Rashi. The toughest lay. Oh, you're not claiming him at all. Get it down. Mashko number one, Lamaisi, you are what? It's already in the hands of the Malva, so if it's already collected, therefore there's no cancellation. That's what Rashi says. And therefore, since it's already collected, you're not being Toveya him. So it works beautifully, Allah Lamaisa. This is Mamish yours, and this goes well with Chita's Rashi, which we'll see. Usher, that says if someone holds the Mashkon, you're Chayv and Onsen. If someone holds the Mashkon, you are Chayv and Onsen. Meaning when you hold the Mashkon, what is your level of liability to guard the item? We know that there are four levels of liability if you're a Shomer. What are the four levels of liability for a Shomer? Number one, Shia. Negligence. Number two is Gneva Vaveda. You're responsible if it's stolen or lost. Number three is Onsen, accidents. Which guy's chayv in which? A Shomer Chinam is only chayv in Shia, in negligence. What's a Shomer Chinam? Shomer Chinam is watching it for free. He's only chayv in Shia, because he's not being paid. A A Shomer Chin is only Chayiv in Shia. What's number two? A Shomer Sakhar is being paid. He's Chayiv in a higher level. Not just Shia, but even what? Kenev and Aveda. And what is number three? A borrower who's using the item and he doesn't pay a second, pay a cent. He's Chayiv even in accidents. Okay? He's Chayiv even in accidents. The only thing that it shows butter from is Meis Machmas Malach. If it dies because of what? Because of the work. Meaning you borrow a car and it just dies. Okay? And it just dies. Allah Lamais. Okay? Shomer Chinim, Shomer Sakhar, Shoel is Chayiv even in Onsen. So this is the level. When you're holding on to a mashkon, what level, Lamaisa? When you're holding on to a mashkon, what level of liability do you have? So we're going to see Rashi learns, Pashup Shot, Rashi learns your Chayiv even in Onsen, because it literally becomes your item. It literally becomes your item. And that's exactly what Rashi's driving at. Rashi's saying that he's Kona Legamri. And this is what goes well, Lamaisa, with the Shitas of Rashi. Okay? So the Gemara asks that Kasha. The Gemara asks, what does the Gemara ask? The Gemara says, I understand why Moshe Staros and LeBezin is fine because Bezin holds it. Mava Amashkon, why is it not Mishame? Because why he's holding it? What is holding it accomplished? Two things. Number one, what? It's if it's been collected, and what does that accomplish? Number one, you're not pressuring the guy because you collected it already. And number two, what? You can't cancel anything because it already was collected. So Mimela, that's why Ma'aval HaMashkun is not Mishami. Okay? That is why Ma'aval HaMashkun is not Mishami. Yes, Dave?
It's considered as a property, why are you collecting
it? What did you say?
If it's a property, you collect the loan.
Because you still have a responsibility to return it to him if he pays the debt. Okay? Yeah, if he pays the cash, you got to return it to him. So it's yours up to a certain limit. Okay? We'll have to see whether you can Makadosh a woman. We'll have to see if we get to that today. Okay? All right, very good. Viter and Gemara. Yes?
The two elements that Rashi brings up, that's what we each explain is why Mashkon works with it.
That's why Mashkon makes the din Eino Mishamet. Number one, it's Hefker based in Hefker. Yes? And therefore the loan is released. And number two, by Rashi says two things binyamin by Moshe Staros LeBezin. Number one, Hefker based in Hefker. He's commenting on the Moshe Staros LeBezin. That the loan gets released because of Hefker based in Hefker. And number two, you're not pressured because you gave it over to Bezin. What happens when you're holding a mashkon though? A mashkon is two things what happens. The mashkon is the physical embodiment of the chov, so we view it as if it's been collected. So you can't release the loan because it's already been collected. Number two, I'm not pressuring because already it's been collected.
Right.
By taking the mashkon, I haven't done anything. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not pressuring him. So in the same vein that Moshe Staros of the Bezin keeps the loan intact, the din is Eino Mishamet. So too, the din of one mashkon is Eino Mishamet. Okay? They accomplish both goals, but you got to always get those down. The issue of releasing the loan, and number two, the what? The issue of are you pressuring the guy or not? Okay, excellent. This is the Pshat Lamaisa so far in the Gemara. See how the Gemara analyzed the second case, and then what's going to be with the first case. Go ahead. Amar Leh Abaye. Now this is a hard kasha. Actually, you know what? Before we go on, I want to know what the toughest lay means. What does the toughest lay mean? So what did Rashi say? What did Rashi say? I just said it. Two things. Number one, what? The fact you're holding it, you are not what? You are not pressuring him. It's already been collected, and it's already, I'm not pressuring him. Yes? What does Tosis say? Read the Ramaska, the toughest lay.
Toughest lay. Here's the Torah's Mashkon.
What does it say in the Torah? What is the Drash in the Chumash? What does it say? Kol Mashay Yadecha. Right? Your brother, you should what? Release the what? Release his loan. But if it's already in my hand, I have nothing to release. What is this Sifri? A Medrash, right? So I want you to get down in your notes. Why is Ma'aval HaMashkon Eino Mishamet? What does the Gemara say? The toughest, because he's holding it. What does the toughest mean? Rashi says you're not what? Rashi says you're not pressuring him and you're not claiming him. What does Tosis say? It's Gzeiras HaKasuv. Where did we have this Tosis before? On Lamed Vav and Aleph, you remember? Tosis quoted the same Sifri in the Tosis Dir Maskel, on Lamed Vav and Aleph, Tosis Dir Maskel Mi'ika. He quotes the Sifri at the end of the Tosis. Remember the end of the Tosis? He says, Rosh the Sifri is on Hefker, Bezin Hefker. He's talking about Maskel, yes? So I want you to get down to your notes. Why is Malva Mashkon what? Eino Mishame? Because of the Tafse. What does the Tafse mean? So Rashi says, I'll tell you what the Tafse means. What does the Tafse mean? The Tafse means, Lamaisa, that you're not pressuring him and you're not claiming from him anything. Right? Yes? Why do you think Tosis didn't like Rashi's pshat? Why did Tosis not like Rashi's pshat? What does it mean that it's Tafis? What does it mean that it's Tafis? What did Rashi say that it meant that it was Tafis? We assume that he's grabbed it, and therefore what? I'm not pressuring him, and therefore I'm not claiming him. Yes? What does Tosis say? Why? Quotes Xeris Acosta from a Sifri. That if you already have it in your hand, through a mashkon, then what? Eino mashamet. That's different than what Rashi said. Rashi said a svara. Tosis said a what? A drosha. Why do you think Tosis didn't like Rashi's pshat? So the Tiferes Yaakov writes, get it down. He says, I'll tell you why. Because the malve still could what? Pressure him. How can the malve still pressure him? Aryeh. How can the malve still pressure him? He could say, I want the what? How can the malve still pressure the lova? Go ahead, John.
Because he wants to hold our cash.
Yes, excellent, because he wants the cash. So don't tell me that what, he's not pressuring him anymore. Is that really true? He could always ask him for the cash. That's number one that Tice doesn't like Rashi.
Who said this?
That's what the Tiferes Yaakov says, that Tice didn't like that shot of Rashi. Right? Number two, what happens if the mashkon's equal, only equal half of it? What's the din in that case? Let's say the loan's 100, the mashkon's only 50. What's the din in that case? What's the din in that case? What would you say? What are you gonna say in that case? Don't you think the mom is going to go after him for the second half? Of course he's going to go after him for the second half. So it's not going to cover all cases. So if you hold, which we're going to, hopefully we'll get to in Tosis, if the mashkon only covers, okay? If the mashkon only covers half of the chov, there's a machlokes tanoim whether it's mishamin or not, okay? There's a machlokes tanoim whether it's mishamin between Reb Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. Reb Shimon Gamliel says what? What does Reb Shimon Gamliel say? Halacha lemaisa. What does Reb Shimon Gamliel say? He says it's not mashami. Rebbe says it's mashami. If the mashkon doesn't cover the whole loan, does it mashami it or ain't a mashami? You follow me? When the mashkon covers the whole loan, everyone agrees. The Mishnah ain't a mashami. Whatever the mashkon only covers half of the loan, what would you say? What do you say, Halacha lemaisa? It only covers what? What do you say in that case? Huh? It's a machlokes tanoim whether it's going to consider to be what? Is it going to consider to be mishamet or not? It's a machlokes tanoim in that case. Is it mishamet or not? Okay? What you say? Rebbe says it doesn't equal. It's just a zichron ba'alma. It's just an alarm clock to tell you that he owes you money. But if that's the case, maybe it's not mishamet anything. That's what Rebbe holds. If Shimon Gamliel says, no, it's mishamet. Okay? He says it's Meshamet Lamais, at least connected what, to $50. You follow me? But, yeah, it's a machlokes whether it's Meshamet half or it's not Meshamet half. But everyone agrees the other half what is still there. So he's for sure going to go after the other guy regarding that. So because of those two kashes, Lamaisa, he says, forget about it. I'm quoting a pasuk. In other words, what the Tiferes Yaakov says is that Tosis can clearly say I'm not comfortable with Rashi's job. Because Lamaisa, when there's a mashkon, you're not totally what precluding the possibility of him pressuring him. Maybe he'll want the what? Like Jonathan said, very nicely, maybe he'll want the cash. Right? That's number one. And number two, what happens if the mashkon doesn't cover the full worth of the chov? Right? He's definitely going to go after him on that. So why do you say all of a sudden that a mashkon automatically is taking care of the problem of pressuring? Right? It's a very good aura. I want you to get this down in your notes. That's why the Tiferes Yaakov says two reasons why Tosis did not like Rashi. And that's why Tosis quotes Xeris HaKosav. Xeris HaKosav is no matter what, mashkon always is Eino Meshamet. Number one. And number, that's Xeris HaKosav. I'm not getting into reasons why. Binyamin, it's very important One of my rabbis, Shmuel Nachum, taught us there are five ways to learn how to do the Yoraisa. What are the five ways to learn how to do the Yoraisa? Number one, Xeris Akasa, a pasuk, which is what we just said in Tosos. What's number two? Number two, Lamaisa. What's number two? Two is Svara. Two is a Svara. What's number three? Three is Yoshlosha Shrei Midos in the morning, Kamachover, Binyanah, right? Yoshlosha Shrei Midos. Okay? What's number four? Halach Lamosh Mishinai. Halach Lamosh Mishinai. You guys got to know this. Halach Lamosh Mishinai. What's number five? A Taktim. Taktim is historical precedence. The way Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, Samaches Beis, the way Klai Yisrael converted Har Sinai. We learn many dinim of Geiris from the way we converted Har Sinai. We as the Jewish people. So if I ask you, Lamaisa, you could have just missed this. Why don't you ask some of the guys missing? You're reading the Gemara. Mava Lamashko. Why is it any Mashani? The toughest lay. Well, what does the toughest lay mean? It's not magic. So Rashi gives you a Svara. Number one, it gets released. It's not released because why it's ready to be collected. Number two, you're not pressuring him. That's a Svara. What is Tosfos' quote? There's a custom, see free. And we gave two reasons why Tosfos did not like the Svara. You know what Rashi would respond back? Listen to me. Until you ask for the cash, Jonathan, you're not claiming from him. And number two, Lamaisa, the bottom line is that whatever, if the Mashkin only covers half of the loan, okay. So it covers half of the loan. Don't ask me about the other part. That's obvious. That's totally obvious on the other part. That's obvious that the other part is going to go after the guy. So what? Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Tosfos didn't like Rashi because it only covers one half. The other half is going to go after him. Okay, so what? That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about when a Mashkon matches the loan. That's what Rashi would respond back. So that's what we want to suggest. When you learn this Gemara, you could have missed it. Did anyone notice in Seder that Rashi and Tosfos are saying two different reasons? What the Tafsi mean? Okay, you got to be in tune to that. Okay? I almost missed it, but you see the favorites at first chapter points this out. Okay, these are two distinct reasons why what the pshat of Tafsi is at first Yaakov is mad, but why Tafsi did not like Rashi. Okay? Yes, Binyam.
That's a huge nafkamina.
What's a huge nafkamina?
That Rashi is saying that he wouldn't hold that if Mashkin isn't big enough, then it doesn't count.
No, it does. Another half, it doesn't. Right, that's the bin. If it only covers up to half, it only covers that. Half of it remains intact. That's it. The other half can be, is canceled.
Half of
the loan is $100, the mashkin is $50. Only $50 of the loan remain intact. The other $50 is canceled. That's a Gemara. We'll get to it with the Tosfos. Ferish Gemara. Okay? It does not cover. That's Reb Shimon Gamliel says it's ain't a mashamin, only that $50. Rebbe says it's mashamin. It doesn't work at all. It's such a mashkin. Okay? Yes, Binyam.
Besides the question
of
Rashi's opinion, does he give his own opinion?
Yes, he quotes a Sifri. What does the Sifri say? Below if I have the money already in my hand, then it's not canceled. That's what a mashkin does. Look, read the Tosfos again, Eliezer. The Tafis lay? That's why I say it's a Jezer Kosher. Go ahead.
The
Tafis
lay appears in Torah's Mashkon. Darshim is Sifri. The Loshal Achisha Biyadach.
Biyadacha. Right? If you already have it in your hand, then it's not a problem, Lamais. So that's a completely different reasoning of Rashi. So you got to ask yourself, why did Tafis come into the Drasha? Why do you have to think of a Sifri? Just say like Rashi. He didn't like Rashi for two reasons. Number one, he says, you might go after him with a cash, like Jonathan said very astutely. Number two, in a case where the Mashkin doesn't cover it, he's still going to go after him. So Rashi might respond, you know what? Until he what? For the first Nakuda, until he asks for the cash, it's a Mashkin. Number, it's like it's Gagavu. Number two, Lamaisa, I'm talking about a classical case of the Mashkin where it matches the what? Matches the one. I'm not talking about that case of Chetz. Halach Lamaisa. I'm not talking about that case of Chetz. Okay. Fine. Yes, Jonathan, real quick, go ahead. Okay, when you have your kasha, go ahead, real quick.
No, I don't have it.
Okay, so when you have, you'll ask. Okay, but no, I want to get, yeah, real quick.
But if the mashkin, the reason why I'm just curious, is it say a sentimental value or some value of the person that's priceless? So, like, you know he's going to pay you back. The reason why you took this particular item is because it has, like, this emotional significance to it, and therefore you know he's going to pay it back. If it doesn't have the same, it's not an objective value, how does that quantify it, like, the mashkon across the partial?
I don't understand what you're saying.
So we'll say the mashkon is something that is more, that is something with sentimental value.
Okay, but it still has cash value.
Right, but that cash value is, like,
well, we don't care about the sentimental value. We look at the cash value. The cash value is what it will be sold for. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's a good cash, so we look at the cash value. Yes, Jonathan.
We could also say, with regards to the mashkon, to kind of, like, push back on Tosfos, that maybe the lender shouldn't have given out the loan if he didn't like what the collateral would have been. Like, at least, like, with the case of 50%. If the collateral wasn't enough of a share, then he shouldn't have taken such a small. You should have been more.
And therefore, what? And therefore, you're saying based on that, therefore what? Therefore, what should you say?
That maybe Rashi could still be correct in that. If the lender's actually doing his own due diligence. Then maybe even in the case of a mashkon, he could avoid the egos.
Okay, but what Tosfos bring up to Rashi is only covers after. You know he's still going to go after him. So then it hasn't taken away the issue of pressuring. So Rashi would say, I'm not talking about that case. I'm talking about where it matches it completely. They're two separate cases. So maybe that's what Rashi would say back to Tosfos. Okay? All right, very good. So that's the machlekes. Okay, we got this? Okay, back to the Gemara now. Let's see the Gemara. Let's get this kasha. It's a very hard kasha to interpret. Okay? Let's get it. Go ahead. What does that mean? What does that kasha mean? Abaye says, Elamiata, if that's the case, what does that mean? If you are what? I want to interpret it outside in two ways, and then we'll read it inside the Tosfos. Tosfos says, let's get it down, that we are talking about the following case. That the guy, the lender, lends out the money, the loan beneath the cash. Yes? The loan beneath the cash. So what does the loan say? I need cash. So the mafia says, fine, I'll give you cash. I'll lend you cash predicated based on what? What's it predicated based on? Based on the fact I can live in your chatzar. So if I can live in your chatzar, what's the din? I'll give you my cash. That's what that means. Now what is the din? What is the Gemara coming from when it asks this kasha? The Elamiata is assuming what is the din? Meshamet or Eino Meshamet? It's Meshamet. But it shouldn't make any sense. It should be Eino Meshamet. So Tosfos learns that the kasha is the following. That in order for him to get the low, he says, I want to live mayor in the chatzar. Yes? So you're demanding you live in the chatzar. So the din should be, when the kark is the mashkon, what's the din? Mishameh. How do we know that? From a Gemara Bav Metziah, where the Gemara Bav Metziah says the kark is used as a mashkon, and the low can always pay him back and demand him off of it and pay him back. The Gemara says, black on white, Bav Metziah, Samach Zayinim is, that's Mishamethis. So if that din is Meshametis, by a karka being served as the mashkon, then what's the story when it comes to what? Metaltum. That's what our Gemara is talking about, movables. So by movables, it's Eina Meshamet. So why is movables Eina Meshamet? And Meshamet karka is what, Mayor? Is what is Meshamet. That is the Gemara's kasha according to Tosfos. Tosfos says it is talking about a case where he is asking for what? He's asking for a place to live. He's asking for a place to live. And that's how he gets the loan. And that's the words that he's talking. We're not talking about Stam. That you were talking about what? I want you to get this down. We're not talking about Stam. You were using his property from before. And then you just happen to lend him money. Again, we're not talking about a case where you happen to use his property from before. And Lamai saying what? And then you lend him money. Tosfos says that cannot be the case. Why not? Why can that not be the case? Because it would have said what? What would it have said?
Oliver.
It would have said, forget about the word karka, just said, Helveu v'yeshlo mashkon biyado. It would have just said, Alveo Mashkon, and I, number two, I want you to get it down. It would have said a much easier case. That's a little bit of a strange case. Oh, I was happy to be using the guy's stuff, and then I lend the money. What would have been a simpler case? Let's say you had a loan already I lent the guy. A $300 loan, but the Mashkon I took was only $150. The Mashkon I took was only $150. Yes? Then I want to lend him a second loan for what? For another $150. The Mashkon I have is how much? $300. Now it's going to be worth, let that same Mashkon work for what? Work for both loans. That would have been much, much easier to say. Why couldn't he just say that case? The fact that the Gemara didn't say that case indicates that the whole loan was predicated on him getting a what? Him getting a living space in the guy's chatzah. That's what Tosfos writes. You got what I'm saying? And the din is what above Metziah? Is Meshamet. And it should be based on what? Should be Eina Meshamet. Because we say about Metalfin, Eina Meshamet. Why should Karka be any different? Plain and simple. That's the Gemara's Kasha. According to who? No. Who's that Kasha according to? Tosfos' interpretation of the Kasha. Read the Tosfos inside. Elias, one second. Let's read it inside. Guys, look inside. Elamiata, go ahead. Don't tell me that he's asking a Kasha that what? From a case of where he lent it to him, which was not for living space. It could have been anything that he was using. Go ahead. It doesn't mention what, that he lent the money as the Mashkon in his hand already. Because it didn't have to say Karka if that was the case. It happened to be that he just had stuff before. Then why would it specify Karka? Ella, rather. Meaning the whole predication of the loan, the only way the loan got the money from the Mavo was because he was going to be able to live there. And what does it say in Bava Metzia? Nevertheless, it's Meshamet. Go ahead. We say a maskant in a place where what? In a place where, what's Masalke mean? Where the Lova pays back the Mave and can remove him from the ground. What does it say, Meshamet? Does everyone got it the way we read it? Tosfos says it's got to be talking about that case. It's got to be talking about where you got the loan through the Karka. Where you are taking the Karka as a Mashkon. You know, to say it very simply and get it in your notes. If a Mashkon is made of Karka, the din is Meshametis. What daf? Baba Metziah Samach Zayin El Beis. If the Mashkon is made of Metalfin, what's the din? Eino Meshametis. Why? Because the toughest leg, right? And Rashi gave two reasons, and Tosfos gave the Gezeiras HaKasuv. But why can't you apply those reasons to what? To Karka. The Gemara is asking, what's the difference between the two? Very simple. That's the way Tosfos interprets the Kasha and the Gemara. The way Tosfos interprets the Kasha and the Gemara is, we're asking simply, what is the difference between Karka of Metalfin and Mashkon of Metalfin and Mashkon of Karka? Very simple. That's exactly what he's saying. Everyone got that? Yes? Everyone got the way Tosfos interprets the Kasha? Go ahead, Johnny.
Why does Tosfos say that the Havamina is Havamina that we might understand it? That being that something is land. Well, I'm a little confused because I feel like Tosfos is sort of like using just two different variables. One is like that maybe it was often not land, and number two, that he's using it beforehand.
No, no, the Gemara is our Gemara, so on the Talmud. Right? The Gemara, when it asks as Kasha, moves to Karka. If it's all predicated on Tosfos Leg, Karka you could also possess. So why is Karka also should be Eina Meshamet?
Right.
No. But the case is that you are predicating the loan based on getting Karka. It's not talking about a case where you had Karka before. Because if it was talking about a case where you had Karka before, two reasons Tosfos says that's wrong. Number one, because why? It wouldn't have said Karka specifically. Chatzar could have said anything.
Why would one maybe think that that's the case that we're dealing with?
Because that's what Helveyu might have meant. Helveyu v'dar v'chatzero. I was using something.
Well, like he lent it and then you...
No. Actually, it's the opposite order. Meaning that say it, that I happen to lend money, but I was using this thing. Yes. But I was using the thing from before the fact I lent it. Yes. So Tosfos says don't interpret it that way. That's not what it means. It means the halveya was predicated on the fact that I can live in the guy's chatzer. That's the way you read the Gemara. I'm glad you asked it like that. Helveyu, I got the loan based on the fact I can live there. Not that I got that I lent the guy the money. And oh, by the way, I was using his chatzer by chance before. So he says that's not what it. If that would be the case, it wouldn't focus on chatzeru. Could be anything. Could be you can have the car the guy's using. Could be using his bicycle. Many different things. Okay. That's why Tosfos says that's wrong. And number two, what do we add on? What do we also add on? What does Tosfos mean? That what would have been a much easier case? It would have said, Helveo Vieshlo Maskon Biyoto. Why does he have the Maskon Biyoto? Guys, write this down in your notes. Because there's a previous loan. Excellent there. That's what he means. Did anyone know that? It's a hard Tosfos. That's what he means when he says Maskon Biyoto, that there was a previous loan. It happens to be the Maskon only covered half of it. Now when I get the second loan, it'll match both. Tosfos says, don't say that, because I could have said a much easier case. So we're not talking about usher that what? That you happen to be using this stuff before. Rather, the whole loan, David, is predicated based on the fact that you can use this chatzer. That's what it means, halveyu, halveyu vidar bechatzero. That you got the loan, part of getting a loan is allows you to live in the chatzer. I'm glad he asked you that, Jonathan. That's the way you read the Gemara. Okay? Now, who argues on Tosfos? Get it down. There is another interpretation of how to interpret the Gemara. And who is that? Who is that? The Rashba and the Meiri. They both argue on Tosfos and interpret it the way Tosfos said not to say Binyan. They say that the kasha, the Gemara, is yes, you haven't been using it before. The Rashba Dirmaspi Hachi is cholik on Tosfos. And he says that our Gemara is talking about what, Nate? Where you didn't take it as a mashkon. You just happen to be using it. And since you happen to be using it, what's the din? It should be mishamet. Because you're not doing it as a mashkon. Exactly like Nate and Binyamin say. You haven't been using it before. But it wasn't being used as a mashkon. So now that you lent the money, why should this all of a sudden poof become a mashkon? We know the din is mishamet. But if it's based on what? Nate. If it's based on the toughest, then the din should be what? Eino Mishame. We're challenging that. What does the Rashba say this for? Let's get it down. Because he says, if it was Betoris Mashkon, what should it have said? What should have Abai said? Helveo al Chatzero. Should have said the phrase Helveo al Chatzero, if it really was a Mashkon. Not Helveo Vidar Bechatzero. Should have said halveo al chatzero, that's the predication of what? Getting the loan. Yes? That's the way it should have said it, number one. Number two, I want you to get this down. Not so poshut. Not so poshut that a chatzer b'toris mashkon, a karka b'toris mashkon should be what? Mishametis. Not so poshut. Why is it not so poshut? Why is that case any different than siyim lo sarachas? What do we say siyim lo sarachas was, according to the Rambam at least? Eino what? When you specify a piece of karka, it would say Eino Mashame. Why is that case any different? Why is it any case different than a star also? A star that you're living with, a tzchatzer you're living with in a mashkon, why is that any worse than a Christ Nechassim? I'm saying, but all of those things as if it's collected. Maybe the din should be Eino Mashame at this. There's no way the kash of the Gemara is predicated based on what? That it was a mashkon. If it was a mashkon, it should have said what? Get it down in your notes. It should have said halveo al chatzero, says the Rashba. Number two, even if it's betoris mashkon, maybe the din is what? Should not be mishametis. Maybe it's ain't a mishametis. Why is that different than siyim lo sarachas? Oh, you want to tell me those prices are beishamai? Ki gavui dami? Well, that's what Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure. Remember Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure himself whether it's mishamai and mishamai? First he said Eino Mashame, then he changed his mind, he said Mashame. Remember that, Binyamin? He himself wasn't sure. And maybe the Gemara Bava Metzi is not really sure. Maybe only the reason why the Gemara said Bava Metzi Mashametis is because we don't know. What does that mean, Motze Mechavero? Olav Laviraya. But how do you know the din is what, Mashametis? Maybe it's not. And that's what the Gemara is asking. And I'll tell you another thing. If Abaye, if it was talking about a case where the Lova could remove the guy, the Gemara should have said it. Gemara didn't say it was talking about that case. We're talking about a case of the law. We can remove the mouth anytime he wants. And maybe Shvi, maybe what? Maybe Shviz is really in a Mishamethis. Maybe it's really in a Mishamethis. So I'm gonna say this over. The Rashbah challenges places. It says, what is the cash of the Gemara? What is the cash of the Gemara? The cash of the Gemara is he happens to be using it beforehand. It wasn't a mashkon. It was not a mashkon. It was not a mashkon. As Binyamin and Nate said, obviously it's Mishamet. It has nothing to do with the loan. When you have the loan will be canceled. No! Maybe the din should be what? Ain't a Mishamethis. Because now that I what? Lent the guy money, I was using his what? His karka. Maybe that should be like Siyam Mosar Achas, which was Ain't a Mishamet. Maybe it should be like a Star Shish Bach Rise the Chasm, and it should be Ain't a Mishamet. I, the Gemara Bum, and Siyam Mishamethis? That Tosh said no, maybe the Gemara wasn't sure. And it said Mishamethis because of what's going to call him Araya. But really the din is what are ye? Really, the din is Ain't a Mishamethis. So what is the cash of the Gemara according to the Rashbah? What is the cash of the Gemara according to the Rashbah? Where he was using the land. Not that he took it as a what? Not that he took it as a mashkon. It was not a case where he was taking it as a mashkon. He was, because he was using it before. If he was using it before, otherwise, so what should be the din? We know that the din is what? Mishamet. But we're challenging that. Why should it be Mishamet? Because I'm holding it. If I'm holding it, if it's the toughest bed, then the din should be in a Mishameh, correct. But if it's a case of Mashkon made, if it's a case of the loan is predicated on that, maybe that should be Losim Losarachas, which is Eino Mishameh. Maybe it should be like Star Shish Bacharias, that should be Eino Mishameh. And the Gemara Bava Metzia is also Eino Mishameh. It says Mishamethis was just saying it out Suffolk. Rabbi Yochanan didn't know. Right? Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure. So maybe it's back in the Allah is Eino Mishameh. That's why the Rashbah argues on Tosfos. It's very important, guys. You got to get this. There are two ways to learn the Kasha of this Gemara. And the Meiri, in Dibra Masko, Shviz Mishamethis, says exactly like the Rashbah. The only thing is he says the Gemara Bava Metzia is not Al Safek. He says the Gemara Bava Metzia is Mishamethis Mitzad Adin, not Mitzad Safek. So the Gemara's Kasha basically is, why is what? And Mashkanta of the Gemara Bava Metzia is Mishamethis. That was the Gemara's Kasha, basically. Gemara is asking Lamaisa, what's the difference between the two? So what's the Miri's answer? That's not the Gemara's Kasha, but the Miri asks himself, what's Gemara's answer? Because when you're Siyam Lo Sada, you can remove him, so there is Kigavui. Mashkanta de Tzuri, you can remove him, so it's considered to be what? It's considered to be like it's not Kigavui. Halacha l'maisa. You're just trying to what? Trying to mizarez the guy to pay on time. You're trying to mizarez the guy to pay on time. Siyam lo sada is like it's omed livos. When it's mashkin in the tzura, where you just give it back, you're just trying to mizarez him to pay on time. So it comes out, halacha l'maisa, it comes out from here, that the Miri learns like the Rashbah, and the Miri just says, I believe the din is, in Bava Metzia is Mishamethis, and we're asking, why should that be? Halacha l'maisa. Okay, we're talking about a case where you didn't hold of it as a mashkon. If you held of it as a what as a mashkon, the din is Mishamethis. That's the din of Mishamethis. But the case is you weren't holding it as a mashkon. The case is you weren't holding it as a mashkon because there's a clear difference between the two. What is the case? You were just having to be using it. You haven't been using it, toughest space should make it like what? Should make it like that din. Okay, we got that? So in other words, the Meiri learns like the Rashbah with one slight difference. That the Gemara Bava Metzia is a real din, Mishamethis. But the difference between Siyam Lo Sada Achas is that's Kigavui, and this is not Kigavui. But the Kasha of the Gemara is, I'm using it already, it's Mishamet. Why is it Mishamet? You're to Tophis Bay. So after all said and done, what emerges here? There are two ways to learn the Kasha. When it says, El Miyat, Amr Le'abai, El Miyata, El Ve'avadar V'chatzero, the Tophis Lay, what is the case? According to Tosis, what's the case, Benji? Where the whole loan was predicated? Based on you're using the chatzar. And what does it say in Bava Metzia when kark is a mashkon? Mishamethis. And what does this do to a mashkon with Alkalin? Ain't a mishamethis. That's the Gemara's kasha. You're toughest on both.
You said it is
mishamethis,
but toughest on both.
Yes, that's the kasha.
But that's what Bava Metzia says.
Yes, but our Gemara says it's toughest, it's ain't a mishamethis. So it should be over there, ain't a mishamethis. Why is it then different? That's the Gemara's kasha.
You say not on kark, it says ain't a mishamethis.
By kark it says mishametis.
Right.
By here, by us, mataltas is in mishametis.
By
mataltan, this is in mishametis because the top is big. But say that same spar by karka. And it should be in mishametis.
Right.
Straight up. He's asking the Gemara from Bav Metzia on our Gemara. That's the Gemara's kach according to the Tosfos. And the case is that the karka is a mashkon. It was predicated. The loan you got was because you're going to live in it. Comes the Rosh from Tosfos and say, no, the kasha of the Gemara is what? Much different. What's the kasha of the Gemara? The kasha of the Gemara is he was living there already. Excellent. And it should have said Helvei Achatzer if that was the mashko. If it was predicated, it should have said that phrase. Not the Dar B'Chatzer. It's mashko that he just happened to be living there. He lets the money, he was living there before. And therefore, what's the din in that case? It's Meshamet, because it's not really what? It's not connected with the loan.
Right.
So we're asking no, because still your toughest faith. If the whole thing you look at is Tavis Bay, you're being Tavis Bay. So if you're being Tavis Bay, it should be Eino Mashamet.
If the focus on just the fact that Tavis Bay.
Yes, correct. Whereas, and continues the Rashba Ben Yamin says what? That if it was Betoris Mashkon, I question that. Maybe the din should be what? Eino Mashamet. Because it's like seeing Lo Sarachas. And when the Gemara Bava Metzia says what Mishamet is, maybe the Gemara just saying out something. Maybe it's not. And Rabbi Yochanan himself in our Gemara didn't know. So maybe the din is really when you take it as a mashkon by karka, it's also in Mishamet. That's why he stands on his head and says the case is that you're using it from before. And the Miri says, I hold exactly like you with one nuanced difference. That in Bava Metzia, the karka case is a vadai psak, that it's Mishametis. It's a Mishametis. It's different than Siyam Sulo Sarachas. In the Mishametis, it's not. It's real flimsy because a guy can take you off at any time. Siyam Sulo Sarachas, like it's Gagavui Dump. Plus the fact, Lamaishin, in fact, I don't know if you guys have this in the Ghost of Tsiyunin Beis. Do you have that? There are certain Gerzes of Tosfos in Ghost Tsiyunin Beis that Niksav Yad of Tosfos that he himself brought up these Gemaras. He brought up Siyam Sulo Sarachas, he brought Shtar Achrayas, and therefore he said, don't bother me from those because that's according to Mishamai. It's Kegavui Dump. But actually, there's a Gersa of those that he brought up those prices himself and said, don't ask me from those things because those are special dinim and Sveshama. So it could be already that Tysus already saw that, the Fayri Shalach Lamais. But I want you to get this down. This is very important. I want you guys, whoever's learning this, guys, there's a few guys missing today in attendance. You have to do the attendance on the computer. I did it yesterday. You got to tell, we got to Chazik. Guys got to be on time. That if you have to go to the restroom, you got to rest, but it should be out for a long time. This is before Yom HaDin. What we said the story this morning. The guys who missed the story this morning, I'm talking about this morning too. 9 o'clock, we had the story. Mayor, were you there?
No.
You got to listen to the story that we said. You can't miss the story. The story, what we said, the story. You have to live a life that's what? Worth what?
Worth being
saved for. Shem whispers that in our ear. Please listen to the tape. You put the tape up?
It's already on.
In the morning, you put it up there, guys. Okay? You got to because the other guys aren't here. Being on 9 o'clock, Lamais, being on time for shir, Lamais, and if you have to go to the rest, okay, you got to go. But we don't take a look at our phone for 20 minutes and miss. This is a precious time. You ask other guys who are doing this in shir, I want them to know, did they do the two ways to learn up this kasha? If they're learning Purus, we'll ask them. There are two ways to learn. You can skim this kasha. Amalei Abai, Elamiata, what's it talking about? You got the two possibilities? Is it talking about where the loan was predicated on you living there? Then that's Mashko. What does it say about Metzia? Mishametis. Tulsa says that's the Gemara's kasha. That's what he says. Look at him above Metzia. Can Amucha Be'erek Ezun Neshach? Says above Metzia, Mishametis. Oh, Matalkalin is Eda Mishametis. What's the difference? That's Tysus. Why did Tysus say what he said? Because it was talking about you had anything. Why did focus on Chatzar? Could have said anything. Yes? That's what Tysus said what he said. And number two, you could have said an even simpler case. What would the simple case be? You had a loan from before, you had a mashkon, and then what? Then you do 150 and 150, in the mashkon would be 300 and covered perfectly. That would have been much easier. So because of that, Tysus says no. You got the loan through predication of the Chatzar. Yes? Okay. Comes along Rashba and Miri and say no. They say the Gemara's kasha is the what? You have been using the stuff before. And why do they say that? Because it says it should have said Helveu al Chatzera. If Tosus is right, it should use the phrase, see how he turns it around on Tosus? He says it should have said Helveu al Chatzera. It said Helveu v'dar v'chatzera. If you want to say it's predicated on the loan, it would have been better to say halbeo achatzera. That's what he says at Taisus, right? Number one. Number two, he questions, even if it's Bataris Mashkon, what's the din? What'll be the din? When it's Bataris Mashkon, it could be that it's Enim Shemetas, because what's the difference in that? It's Simo Sarachas, or Achrayas. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure. Maybe the Gemara only said it above and see, because they weren't sure, yes? Yeah? So it comes out beautiful, Lamaisa. So what's the cash of the Gemara according to Binyamin, according to Rashi and the Miri? El Miata. If you happen to be using it, the din is we know it's Mishame because it's not connected with what? With the loan, but we're challenging it. It should be Ainu Mishame because if it's all predicated based on the toughest, I'm being the toughest. The one nuance that the Miri argues with is that the din above Mitzia is what? That it's Mamish Mishame. Okay? But the Miri agrees with the Rashba that the kasha is you have to be using the stuff before. Okay. First Nate, then Eliezer. Go ahead. Because we got to get to the Teretz and start Tisus. Yeah, go ahead. This is how you learn. Come on in. This is how you learn the Gemara. Okay? Now skim it. Elamiata. You got it, Jonathan? Skishmak. You got it? Two ways to learn the kasha. And we fit in the Lashon of the Gemara. Go ahead, Nate.
So the way he interprets the question is, are
they
any difference between
Talon
and Karka? The question
is
not to answer.
No, that is the goof of the kasha. Why is it? Rebbeinu Shloimeh. Why when Karka is Mashkon, is it Mishametis? And why when Metalfon is the Mashkon, is it Ena Mishami?
Both Karka and Metalfon, and who's asking?
Yes.
The question is, why is Karka the hero?
That's the kasha. If it's all predicated on toughest could apply to both.
Right.
So why is Tavis by Matalfon in Mishamed and Tavis by Karkas what? Is Mishamed. We're going to get to the answer. Patience. Let's understand the kasha,
yeah.
Right? Half a year we focus on what the kasha is. Okay, what the kasha of the Gemara is. Then Eliezer, and then Meir, go ahead. And then Binyamin, go ahead. Real quick, kasha, go ahead.
So for the Rashba, the question is, the reason why we similar is only for the toughest, that's how we would explain.
Yes. As long as I'm possessing it, what should be the difference? Correct. If the lashon is toughest, which works for Matata, let that work for Karka.
Whether there's mashkon or not, or it has to be.
Toughest is the reason why mashkon's in Mishame. So why limit it to Matata? Apply the Karka.
So it applies even in the case where he has a there was not to the mashkon according to the Rashba?
What'd you say?
I think toughest should apply even in the case of a Hatzer was not.
Yes. Because physically your Tofei said that.
Even if it's not considered a Mashkon.
Yeah, exactly, correct. Yes, that is correct. Because if it's Matoris Mashkon, Rashba says it might be different. It might be Enim Shaman. I know that already. He says, Rabbi Yochanan didn't know, maybe the Gemara Bava Metzia right meant that. It's just out Sufik. What's the difference between that and seeing Los Arachas or Staris? Sheish Brach Rias. What's the difference? Okay? What'd you say?
The fact that it's not a Mashkon should be the difference.
Yes. But I'm saying he's saying when it's not a mashkon, the din is what? The din is we think it's mashamit. We're challenging it. It should be ain't a mashamit. But when it's a mashkon, we already know it's ain't a mashamit. He's saying that's why it's not a kasha. Yeah. No, don't ask me. When you say elmiata, you're looking for another din. Well, the other din's mashamit is by case where it's not a mashkon. Because when it's a mashkon, it might be what? Ain't a mashamit. I thought Mitzvah says mashamit. No, it didn't mean it. It meant it's only out suffix. Yes, Mayor.
Lev was given as Moscow, but it was rented to him, and he paid to live there at the same time. Would it be considered as if it was a regular Moscow?
If he paid to live there?
If it was a Moscow to him, but he paid rent to live there.
No, when you're paying rent, that's not a Moscow. He's paying rent, separate transaction. Correct.
But so separate. If the guy were to default on his loan, it would become his, and he wouldn't even pay rent anymore. No?
I understand, but he's paying rent. That's not a Moscow. That can't serve as a Moscow. It's a separate transaction. Okay? All right, Binyamin, you got it?
I just wanted to ask how
yes.
The CMLO, how is it connected to...
Because what is CMLO Sarachas?
A specific letter.
Right, so why should that be any different than Dinah Zenim Shaman by that case of CMLO Sarachas? Why should it be any different if you have a carcass of Mashko? It's the same, it should be very similar, no?
Meaning this is the second group, why if it is a Mashko?
Yeah, in other words, we haven't brought up Mashko until today. CMLO Sarachas, though, is very similar to it. Why should it be any different? You can only pay from this parcel... Than a carcass serving as the mashkon. They're very similar, no? The answer might be, the Miri says, is because sadeh lo achas, you have to collect, that's the only place you can collect from. When it comes to the field, the lova can give you cash, lemaisa, all the time, lemaisa.
You know, it, there's a big difference. Seim lo sarachas, you can only collect from that one field, right? That's the din, right? You only have that specific field, correct? The asharut yichidah to pay the chov is bekesef. That's why it's considered to be kavui. The lovik cannot be maver the maver. He can't go to the maver. Oh, you go this field, you go this field. He lemaisa, the lovik can't be maver the maver misad lasada. His only asharut seim lo sada is what? If he has no cash, you take what? You take the field. You see, otherwise, the Lova can play games. He can play musical chairs. Malva, you go this Sada today. Oh, I don't want you to have that today. Go tomorrow. Seim lo Sada Achas, right? He has that. He has cash or that field. That's why it's Eina Mishan. It's like a gavui. But when you have a piece of land using as a mashkon, he can always move him around the Lova. Say, don't take that land, take this land. And the second he pays him off, he gets him off the land. So at the end of the day, there is a difference, but you could see as a habamina, as a kasha, there should be the same din. And that's why, that was the predication of the Gemara's kasha. Okay, everyone got this, Chlor? Yes? Okay, great. Two ways to learn the kasha of the Gemara. Elameata. See, a lot of times there's a lot of there's a lot of things between the lines in Gemara. The Elameata is, you know that din is mishametis. We're challenging based on Mashko. We learned any Mishametis should be the din by Karka Mishametis, yes? You have to know that. You have to assume that. Okay. Excellent. Okay, let's read now. Go ahead, Elias. You're doing a great job. What's the answer? Nate, well, you were patient. Nate, you were patient. Yeah, let's see the Gemara's answer. Read again. Amalei Abaye. Amalei Abaye. According to Tosis, what it's considered to be what a predicate on the loan. You're a Tamashkon. We know it's Mishametis, Bab Mitzia. According to Rashi and the Miri, what does it mean? You were using it from a four, so it should be like the toughest. Right? See, if it's in the well in the Gemara, no, the toughest lay, Hachanam Mishamet. You hear that word, the toughest lay? That word fits in even better according to the Rashi and the Miri. It's highlighting, you're still grabbing it, right? Doesn't it highlighting it even more? Okay, go ahead. Wow. Who's giving the answer here? Rava. Shiny mashkin. What's shiny mean?
It's different.
Mashkin is different. The kanile, you acquire it. Go ahead, Mir Rabitzik. Rabitzik has a famous din quoted in many places in Shas. Binyamin. Go ahead. How do you know a Balchov acquires a mashkin? How do you know a creditor acquires a mashkin, Mayor? Go ahead, Shinemar. You know what the halacha is? If you lend someone money, I can take his pillow from him. But every night I got to return the pillow. And when I return the pillow at night for him to sleep on, that's a tzedakah that I'm doing. How can that be considered to be a tzedakah unless I own the pillow? I can't do tzedakah with someone else's money. Must be that when I return the pillow, it's considered to be tzedakah. Must be I acquire the object. Go ahead. Imeno. If I don't acquire the pillow, then how can you call that tzedakah, Hashem? Go ahead. Beautiful. And therefore he acquires the mashkon. And since he acquires the mashkon, what happens? It's kigavui dami. Excellent, Binyamin. And therefore what? And therefore it's what? It's eino what? Eino mishamet. It's not an issue necessarily of toughness. It's an issue of acquiring it to make it kigavui. So therefore, how does Gemara give the answer? So how does that answer by the case of the chatzar? According to Tosis, plug it in. You guys tell me, plug it in.
How does the answer
the Gemara fit in the way Tosis learned the kasha, David? What was the kasha according to Tosis? Let's go. What was the kasha according to Tosis? What's the difference between karka metop, maskur no metopla and a maskur no karka? Yes? They're both the toughest way. What's the answer? Metopla and you acquire! The carpet is not becoming yours. The metalka becomes yours. And you return the pillow, it's a tzedakah. And that is why Mashkon of metalka and Zayn of Mishanim, metalka of carpet is Mishanim. Because you acquired it, guys. You acquired it. Read Rashi, dear Eliezer. Oh, underline that 100 times. You can't fit it in. Who said that yesterday? Oh yeah, you can fit it in. I have confidence in you. I said that yesterday too, right? Okay. What does it mean? Read it again. Read it again. Shiny what? Metalkalin. Is opposed to what?
Karka.
Correct. Metalkalin is in your hand. You acquire it. That's kigavui. Karka is not acquired. It doesn't make it kigavui. That's exactly what Rashi's saying. Rashi's stressing this. Lamaisa, guys. Please get it. He's stressing it very beautifully. He says it's considered to be what? It's considered to be it's metalkalin that does it, not the karka. That is the chiddush of Rashi here. He's been mechadish this chiddush. Okay? We're making this deal. Now, 1 second. Jonathan, let's plug in the answer of the Gemara now according to Rashi Amiri. This is how I'm teaching you how to learn. How do you answer the Gemara? How is the Gemara answering the Kasha according to Rashi Amiri? You were using the stuff from before, and therefore it's Meshameh, but the din should be, if it's the toughest slave, it should be what? If it's the toughest slave, what's the din?
It should not be canceled.
Excellent. What's the Gemara's answer? When I'm using this stuff before, I didn't acquire it yet. If I haven't acquired it yet, then it's not really good enough. It's not just toughest is the standard. The standard is, did you acquire it? And just because you were using it before doesn't mean you were acquiring it. You did not acquire it. He got you use the stuff, but you did not acquire it. And since you did not acquire it, therefore that is the chiddush, Lamaisa. That is the chiddush. And that is what Rashi is driving at, Lamaisa. Okay, that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is, Metalkalin is kanui to the malvin. Tosfos says above Metzia Samachzayim is Chiddush Yeran and the Ritva. Get it all down. Tosfos above Metzia, Chiddush Yeran, the Ritva, that the Baal Chov is Konan the Mashkon, Metalkalin and not Karka. That's what Rashi is hinting to Nei. He's writing Shani Mashkon, Metalkalin the Konele. And the Shach in Choshen Mishput, get it down, David. The Shach in Choshen Mishput, Simin Reisha in Ches Sivkon Zayin the Shara Melech. They prove from here about Chov is Kona Mashkon, Dafka Metalkalin, not Karka. Reb Yitzchak is talking about Metalkalin. And the Svar is, because Karka you cannot grab, unless you're the Hulk. Karka you cannot grab. Right? You can't pick up a piece of Karka and say, I have the Karka. You know what I mean? No one can do that. No one can do that. Karka is not Shash B'tfisit. Kark is not becheskes amalvit. Metalkalin, the guy can grab it. So legabi shmita, what is the what? What is the standard? Kigavui dami. Kark is not considered achicha biyadecha. It's in the original owner's hand. I can't pick it up and grab it and make it mine to make a kinyan. What'd you say? Connected to the ground. It's pegs. Still connected to the ground. Still connected. If it's stuck in, it has a hole. Still connected. So this is the answer that we're giving. You got it? You see how we plugged it in according to both? You got that? Yes? This is how you learn the kasha in two ways, and that's how you plug in the answer, John. Can you follow this? Amazing. After Rutgers, you come to yeshiva, you learn how to learn a gemara with the rishonim. You follow me? This is how two ways to learn the kasha to the terush. Okay, Binyam, you had a kasha?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
According to the Rosh Hashanah, who bring up the case that if it is a mashkon, the part is the toughest site, why do they say that the holding of the land? They know that the case is holding of the land, and they say the important part is the toughest site, then it shouldn't be mashami. So why do they say that the holding of the land is equal to the toughest site?
That was in the Havamin of the Gemara. The Havamin and the Kasha of the Gemara was that they were equal, that you're holding on to it. The Gemara says that's not what you need. You need the notion of kinyan.
Okay.
And a kinyan can only be done on metalkalin, not karka.
Right.
The kasha of the Gemara held different. That's a lot. There was a premise in the kasha, and the Gemara is destroying that in the answer. With this new theory, you need a kinyan.
What about a thief and a coup, or a crew of this thing?
But it's mechubar. It's mechubar, Lamar. It's all considered to be mechubar. Okay, 1 sec. Let's look at the next Rashi, Eliezer. Look at the next Rashi. Go ahead. You're doing a great job. Guys, you got it. The last Rashi in the Omer. Go ahead. What did Rashi say? If you are a possessor of a mashkon binyamin, yes? What is your level of responsibility of guarding the object?
What is Rashi saying? You guys tell me. What level are you? What is Rashi saying? I can't hear you. No, he says Aveda there. He says Aveda. What is Aveda? Shomer what? Like a Shomer Sochar. Rashi says Abba. If it gets lost, you're responsible. He doesn't say a word about Olsen. Rashi here in Gittin, says if you're a possessor of a mashkon, you have to guard it. Shomer man. What's your Shomer man? Like a Shomer Sochar. You're not being paid for it, but you do get hana. You keep, well, we'll see in dice. Maybe you can make a woman. Maybe I can swap it with another piece, another item as long as it's equal in value. That's hana. If you have a cash woman, I can use it for hana. I can swap it with in a store, get another something else instead. That's hana. I can use it. So get this down. What is the problem with this Rashi? It contradicts another Rashi. Rashi and Bob Mitzia, black on white, says Onsen, like Aryeh. That's what you must have meant, Aryeh. I know that's what you meant in the back of your mind. The Yad David asked this kasha. It's a steer in Rashi's and Shas. Rashi and Gittin says that the Shomer is what? Only Chayv and what? Usher, only Chayv and what? Aveda. What does Rashi say in Bob Mitzia? Even Onsen. Get that steer down. His mom is a steer from one Rashi to the next. So what is the answer? What'd you say? Onus, even an accident. It goes, I wrote it on the lower to the highest. The Shomer Chinam only doesn't pay for it. He can only watch. He's not being paid. He's only having negligence. A Shomer Sakhar is high for sure in Shia, but also in Gnei and Avega. Please get that down. Because he's getting paid. A Shoah is Kol Hanah Shalom, the Gemara says. You know what Kol Hanah Shalom means? He can use it and he's not even paying for it. He's not even paying rent. So he's going to be chayv even in an accident. So Rashi by us says a holder of a mashkon is chayv in one level of shmira, like a shomer sochar. He's chayv in shia and also gnev and aveda. Whereas Rashi where? Rashi in Bava Metzia says what mayor? That a possessor of the mashkon is chayv even in what? Onsen, even in an accident. Steer in Rashi. How are we going to answer that? Get it down. How do we answer this question? Number one, the Yad David answers. Please get it. There are two types of mashkons, which we'll get to more in tomorrow, but just with the Tisus. The two types of mashkons are what? Shasalva and Shalom Shasalva. If I lend Jonathan $100,000, I want a mashkon right away. That's called Shasalva, the time of the loan. Then I could say, Jonathan, no problem, I'll give you the $100,000. 30 days later, Jonathan, I said, come on, you got to give me the cash. Rebbe says, I don't have it. So I said, listen, you got to give me your Rolls Royce. It's worth $100,000. He said, no problem, Rebbe. I'll give you my Rolls Royce. Okay, what's that called? That's a mashkon shalom b'shas halva. That's at the end. Yes? So you plug it in now. Which responsibility is which? Rashi says what? Rashi holds like the Balamor. When it's Shalom B'Shas Alva, Mamish becomes what? That Rolls Royce is what? It's kind of like in lieu of payment. It's kind of like mine, in a sense. So that's why I'm chayv even in what? Even in Onsen. But in our Gemara, we're talking about a mashkon what? B'Shas Alva, yes? We're talking about the time of the loan, and therefore Rashi says, you only chayv in what, Nate? Gnei v'neveda. You got the answer? The Gemara in what Bava Metzia was talking about, Shiloh what, Shiloh B'Shas Alva, that's why I'm chayv even in Onsen. Because that's mamish like what, I'm taking the Rolls Royce in lieu of payment, becomes almost like mine. So I'm chayv even in Onsen. Here we're talking about Shas Alva, therefore I'm only chayv in Aveda. The Pnei Yoshua gives a different shot, and this I think also what Aryeh meant. Okay? What is that? I mean, Mlamet Shchus a lot on you today, Aryeh, right? Yeah? Gabriel, you with us? Listen to this. What is the Pnei Yoshua saying? The Beis Aron. The Pnei Yoshua and the Beis Aron give a different shot. You know what they say? What did Rashi mean when he said what? Avad. Avad ba'onis. Wow. Avad ba'onis. It was lost by an accident. It was lost by an accident. So Rashi really meant onsen. So it's no steer at all. Why would you write like that? Maybe accidents happened. Well, maybe accidents happen quite a bit through it being lost. It got lost through an accident. It's a way of saying it. And there's Nate's challenge and thinks that's a little severe. But okay.
All right. Nonetheless, that's how you want to answer. Those are the two answers to solve. There's no sphere in Rashi. Jonathan, you got me? Okay. Let's take this a step further. Get this down there, okay? Toises by us, and in Bav Metzia, Pebez Min Rasko Amor, has a sheet of the only Chai Vigenev in Aveda. Beferish. You got it down, Nate? Tosus by us and above Metzia.
Even if the
law
was given later.
According to Tosus, what?
Even if the
law came in. All cases, it's a Shomer Sacher. You're Chayav Gnevin, and that's the Rambam Shita. Perek Yud Lachal. Tosus and the Rambam say, like what? Well, write it on the board, like a Shomer Sacher. And the Ravid holds like Rashi and Chayav owns it. So let's get it down. Rashi and Ravid. Rashi. Derived Chayev Ba'onsin Tosfos the Rambam say what? Geneva Vaveda. When I say Geneva Vaveda, of course that means also what? She, of course, right? You guys know that.
Right.
Okay?
It's like Shomer Sacher.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's the machlokes that we have, the fetish. Okay? Now Rashi by us did say Aveda, but we had two ways to solve it. Okay? Either he meant Aveda Ba'onis. Second answer, first answer was what? That it was the difference in Shasa Vashlob Shasa Vameir. For our purposes, let's stop the Mechale between the two. Okay? So we have Lamaisa this Machlaikis. So the Shach writes in Cheshin Mishpah, let's get it down. Simenai and Bey, Sivkot and Tess. He writes, what is the Lashon of Rabbi Yitzchak David? Balchov, Kone, Mashkon. What is Kone, Mashkon, Mashma? What does the word Kone mean? Legamri. Exactly, David. Excellent. Legamri. Legamri. What does Legamri mean? Have kididei. Fully, exactly. That's why you should be chayiv even in Onsen. Now, does that mean you can use it? Shach says, yes, I would think. Please get it down, this whole Shach. Then he says, well, maybe it's usher to use it. Because maybe I have a mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda, and if the Lova gives me cash, I have to what give it back to him, so I don't want to ruin the item. And then I won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. So again, let's get it. The Shach says, Kona. What is Kona Mashma? Gemara says, Balchov Kona Mashma. What is Kona Mashma? That's Mamash is. So it's Mashma like Rashi. You have even the ultimate, even up to Onsen. Can I use it? Shach says, probably. But then he says, maybe it's us to use it. Why? Because maybe the Lord will give me cash and I'll have to give the collateral back. So I don't want to mess it up. I want to fulfill the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. Now, what is the Svara? What is the Svara why you're not having Onsen? Of those who've shown it. What do you think? Who did I write on the board? Tyson the Rambam. What do you think the Svara is why you're not having Onsen? So the Ramban and Bumatzi and the Ritva and the Ran say like this. Because you know what? What do you really acquire, David? What do you really acquire, David? According to these we showed him, not legamri, rak zechut. Zechut. You have a zechut in the mashkon. You have a mixat kinyan, mixes kinyan. You have a partial kinyan. You have a zechut that I can hold it until the guy pays me. But I don't fully own it. It's mine that it won't be canceled. It's mine that says to get this down. What does the Gemara say in Bava Metzia, Kufted Bava Menalev? You guys don't know. What does it say in Bava Metzia, Kufted Bava Menalev? What is the famous klal? Can a balchov collect from metalpin or orphans? No. We learned that last year, I believe. Metalpin, you cannot collect movables, a balchov of orphans. What happens if a guy had a mashkon? The mal had the mashkon, the lova died. The Lova died. One more nakuda also I wanted to mention about Minchi. I always recommend guys should daven Minchi after Shir with us. If you don't do it right away, sometimes you might forget, Kafir. I know once in a while maybe you have to, but as a kfiyas, it's better to daven with us. Okay? Because especially when it gets in the winter, God forbid you forget. But listen to this. What's the din if the Lova dies and the Mal is holding the mashkon? Can you collect it? It's metalpel to Yisomim, is it? No, it's not. If it's a mashkon, what's it then? It's considered to be like the malvas, and the malva can what? The malva can keep it.
That's a drug enough,
no? No, that's drug enough. When you have AOBOBOC. Here it is straight up. You had a malva and a lova, and the lova died.
But you don't say, since it was a mashkon, we assume it's his. And it's not considered a metaltolin that the Yisom Amon that he can't keep. He can keep it. So this zechut, I want you to get this. With this zechus, you can do three things. It's not canceled. You can makadosh a woman. And it's considered to be the malvas, not the metaltolin of the Yisom. Three things. It's all the zechus, and that's considered to be a shomer sacher. And that's the lashon of kona. What does kona mean? What does the word kona mean? That you have an acquisition in what? You have an acquisition vis-a-vis only three things. Let's say, to marry a woman. To what else? It's not meshameit, and it's also not metaltan yisomen. But it's not like you're kona the chefsa. You have a shibud in the chefsa. And that is why the Rimigash also says you're like a shomer sacher. Doesn't it say kona mashkon? Doesn't mashkon mean completely yours? The answer is no. Your kona is a chus. You're not kona legamre. You're kona the shibud in it. And that's the raya. Let me ask you a question, guys. Why does it say hamalva? What time is that exactly? Is that a correct time?
Yes.
It's exactly
2:30? No, it's 28. It's a minute.
It's only 2:28.
I have 2:31.
Oh, really? Okay, listen. Let's finish this up. Okay? Why does it say hamalveo alamasko? Why does it say hamalveo alamasko? Forget about Alveo Masko. If it's his legami, he's no longer a Malva, no? Why does it always say Malva or Masko? If you're Kona legami, you're not a Malva anymore, no? Just say Kona. Must be your only Kona, the Zchut. It's a beautiful deal, no? It's a beautiful deal. So what emerges, guys, I want you guys to get this down. If I ask you, does the Baal Kol really require the Masko? It might depend on what's his liability. If his level of liability is to own his, it's mamish his. If it's like a shomer sacher, then it's not fully his. He has the schus. And I just want to close. You ask me afterwards, David. We're coming towards Sukkos. You must own your esrog. Lachem! Lekachtem lachem. You cannot borrow it the first day. You must own it. What happens if I have esrog as a mashko? I lend Jonathan $100,000. He says, Rebbe, I got $100,000 esrog for you as a mashko. Can I take that mashko on the first day? Is that lachem or not? The Shara Melech says it depends on what? Plug it in. If you hold like Rashi, you're chayv and onsen, then what? Then it's like yours, it's good. If you hold like who? If you hold like the Rabban Taisus, and it's only getting in the day, it's only a schus, it's not fully yours, and you would not be yitzei. Everyone have a wonderful day. Please, Chazarov, we got to do the Taisus tomorrow. Chazarov, we can ask these guys. Oh, also there's